Now, the Crown Cast with Murray Brookshaw. A look ahead at what's happening at Crown Isle.
Welcome to the Crown Cast, episode 70. I'm with our new hotel manager, Todd Weitzel. Todd, it's a pleasure getting together with you. We like to take these opportunities for the Crown Isle members and our community to get to know players on the team. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah, couldn't be better. I'm living my best life here in beautiful Courtenay, BC.
You're back at Crown Isle, but where did your career really start?
My career actually started in Banff. I was there for about 3 years doing housekeeping. It could have been more than, I would say, a week after graduation. I ended up getting a job offer in Banff, and that's where I started my career. But the problem with Banff is that it was only five, maybe 6 months out of the year that you could golf, and I'm an avid golfer.
Nice.
So I wanted to live somewhere where you could golf year round. And a good friend of mine who was actually working with me at the time in Banff said, I'm from the Comox Valley. You should apply at some of the golf courses there. You can golf for free and you can golf year round. So that's what, when I applied for Crown Isle, and that's where I kind of got the start of my front office management.
So then you worked at the reception desk? Is that where you first started?
Yeah, I started off as front desk agent at Crown Isle, yeah.
That's important because as hotel manager now, you've gone through and you've done all the jobs. And I think that's a really important thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I worked in for Kamloops, Banff, Comox Valley, Australia, Whistler, South Lake Tahoe, Tofino, Vancouver, and Kelowna. I had to write them all down because there's been so many places that I've worked. I've worked all different positions in the hotel. So I started off in housekeeping, as I said. Then I moved to front desk, so front office management, revenue management. I worked in operations, sales, and marketing. But there was a point, and I mentioned that I was in Vancouver. I was only in Vancouver for a year. And the reason why I went to Vancouver for a year was because I wanted to do a year intensive at the Cactus Club.
Because
I didn't have food and beverage in my skills. So I spent a year there. I did some busing. I did serving, bartending, things like that, because I felt like that was a piece that was missing in my resume.
Yeah, what Cactus Club in Vancouver?
It was the one in Burnaby.
Oh, there you go. I've been there. Yeah,
fantastic.
When I lived over there. Yeah, that's incredible. So you've touched every piece of the business that's really important. So what are some of the lessons that you've learned along the way?
I've learned so many lessons and from so many different people. I try to surround myself with people who are smarter than me. But there was one mentor specifically at Whistler who I worked with the longest. I was in Whistler for about 10 years. Yeah. And he worked with me. His name is Ian Lowe. He worked at the Crystal Lodge in Whistler. And he put me through school. But his mantra was, to be successful in hospitality, there's three pillars. And it's guest satisfaction, staff satisfaction, and financial accountability. And not one is more important than the other. And that's what's super important, because you have a lot of hotels that say, it's the business comes first, or the guest comes first. Well, staff are just as important as the guest, as the business. If your staff are happy, your guests are happy. And guess what? If your guests are happy, you're going to end up seeing financial results.
Right. And then you get return business. We have a lot of return business here at Crown Isle because of the work that everybody has done on staff, right?
Yeah. And it's great. I've only been here for a month and a half and trying to keep up with how performance is. But last year I've heard was a record breaking year. So that's fantastic for Crown Isle.
Yeah, no doubt. Now I'm interested in the Coast Capri designation for the Biosphere certified hotel. What the hell does that mean?
Yes. So the Biosphere designation, it's a global sustainability standard that looks at how a business impacts the environment, the community, and the local economy. So there's 17 different sustainable development goals. They were created by the United Nations, and they vary. So things, when you think of sustainability, you might think of things like water conservation and clean energy, but it goes past that. There's things like no poverty, zero hunger. There's 17 of them, and you need to, as a business, or in this case a hotel, prove that you're accomplishing some of the actions that have to do with the Biosphere certification. So when we look at those examples, so water conservation, a hotel would have low flow faucets. They might have a linen and towel reuse program. Right. With clean energy, you might have LED lighting, EV charging, solar, and then no poverty and zero hunger. So no poverty, paying living wages, providing stable employment, zero hunger. So donating unused food to local shelters or partnering with local farmers, things like that.
So really a wonderful mantra, really.
Yeah, and it was, I'm very proud that in Kelowna, we were the first hotel to obtain that biosphere certification in Kelowna. So a very, very good accomplishment.
Yeah, very cool. So you've only been here like a month and a half.
Yeah.
But can you let us in on any plans you have for the hotel here at Crown Isle?
Yeah, you know, whenever I start a new job, I always just try and learn off the get-go. But three things similar to those pillars that I was talking about. I want to focus on guest experience, the team culture, and community connection as well. So I'll probably focus first on staff culture. I think that's super important. I want this place to be a place that people are proud to come into work, and also have fun coming into work.
Right.
You know, you spend 40% of your time here at work, then you want to have fun when you come to work.
Yeah. I always used to say when I would run a business or whatever that I wanted to take the FU out of fun.
Nice, like
you know, that's always a good
thing. Yeah. Right?
Enough about business.
Yeah.
Tell me about yourself. What do you like to do on the weekends? Do you have a dog?
Yes,
that sort of thing.
I do have a small Chiweenie. Yes, it's a Chihuahua mixed with a Dachshund.
Okay.
She's super old. We actually got her when my wife and I first got together 18 years ago. We've been together for a long time. I actually met her when she was 18 years old. I was 22. We were both very young.
Yeah.
So we've been together a long time. But I love to surf. I love to golf. I love to ski. And this is the perfect place for it, right?
Yeah.
But also, I mean, I'm an entertainer at heart. I spent 10 years when I was in Whistler doing a lot of theater.
And, oh, wow.
So I was in 10 different theater productions in 10 years. I was averaging one per year. When I was in Vancouver, I was a starving artist when I was working at Cactus Club doing film acting. And I did a couple short films. I won't tell you what they're called because I don't want you looking up on YouTube. But I love entertaining. And just recently, I call this my midlife crisis, but when I was 30 years old, I got into DJing, and a lot of my friends were DJs, so I got into it pretty late in my life, but I love it. I'm super passionate about music, so I played a couple small festivals, I've played pubs, and I plan on continuing to playing while I'm here in the Valley.
Oh, that's really, really cool, and we have lots of events here, so maybe you can double dip.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds good.
Listen, man, I look forward to getting out on the course with you. Hopefully you can play men's night, the best men's night on Vancouver Island.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
And we can get together and have a post-round local craft beer and get to know you more. But I'm really looking forward to... The thing that I love that you mentioned was the guest experience.
Mm-hmm.
That and the member experience. That's so important to what we do.
Yeah.
The return customer is probably the most important part of our business in many different ways. Right?
Yeah, agreed. Absolutely agree. And yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the time.
Nice.
And I look forward to having a beer with you as well.
Beautiful. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah, thank you.
The Crowncast podcast is available on crownisle.com, Apple, and Spotify. Be sure to subscribe today so you don't miss an episode.